Hey guys, Jared here for my second 5-minute thing on my life with autism. How's it going today? So I want to go back to where I ended the last episode about my life. It's about the teacher who helped me get the help that I needed to get on with my life and everything, with my help my parents find what I needed to, get the proper help. Her name was Alicia Shanks, and she was a wonderful woman. She was my second grade teacher, and you may have heard her name a few years ago. God rest her soul. She was one of the victims in the Essex Elementary School shootings in that evil Chris Williams did. Yeah, so I just wanted to get that out there. I just wanted to thank her, wherever she is and everything, for what, for what she did. I know. Sad point. I'm sorry. I'll continue my story now. I just wanted to get that out there. Yeah, so basically throughout my life, it was a struggle, my parents finally got me help. I finished second grade, I moved on to third, struggled in third. They found that I wasn't developing fast enough, so I had to be held back. So I did third grade twice, which is fine, because I was able to develop on my own pace, and I got to be with my best friend eventually in the same grade as him, which was awesome, my best friend at the time. So, that was the start of my, getting help. I got to see a psychologist, I got screened by the state, I got help, I got on the proper medications, and my schooling got better. I got to focus more, I started doing better in school, and, that was the big arc in my life where, boom, I was able to go through fifth grade. Boom, I was able to go to sixth grade. And then with sixth grade, I want to redact back to, fifth grade and fourth grade. I had I had a few paraeducators growing up, and a lot of them were great help and everything, and I'm glad that I had them in my life. And I had one by the name is Mrs. Yetto. She was amazing in fifth grade, and then finally in sixth grade, I met my favorite paraeducator of all time, Donna Tonietti. She was the light in my darkness for a lot of things going through sixth grade, seventh grade. She basically helped form the young man that I started to become. And from there, when I was in sixth grade, I couldn't even talk to anyone in the classes. My anxiety was too high. I couldn't talk to anyone up front. I couldn't do anything in presentations and everything. And she kept pushing me to speak. And finally, I was able to do certain things like that. She encouraged me to talk to the girl in my class who I had a crush on, which, didn't come to fruition, but, she gave me the courage to talk to her at least. Donna has been a major part of my life. Flash forward, 20 years later almost, and come to find out I'm marrying her second cousin. So I'm kind of still connected to her and her family. Her second cousin, my fiance and everything, is best friends with her daughter, and they're cousins anyways now. So, well, they are cousins, but anyways, just saying, if it wasn't for the paraeducators in my life, I would not have been pushed to my limit to prove that I can do just about anything that a person with, with no disabilities can do. So it was a great thing. not much happened in between, you know, it's typical kid stuff from, like, third grade on and everything, and moving on to, like, sixth grade, and then I got into seventh grade, and I was starting becoming a student, and then I moved on to the next one, and, you know, I got to eighth grade, and I graduated in eighth grade. I never got the concept of graduating eighth grade. I still don't get it. But anyways, I graduated, I got to high school, and then that was a whole different struggle. So maybe I can move on to that in the next part to my show. This has been a little over five minutes, but I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. So hopefully in the next part, you'll get more of my story. I hope this will encourage more people that you can do this. You might struggle with a disability, but you can still do what everyone else can do. Have a great rest of your day, guys.